Rancher Mark Scott once ran three times this many cows on his pastures, but when he saw drought coming last year, he began to sell them off.
Probably between 60 and 70% of my herd is what I've sold off. I actually started, it was about a year ago, year and a half ago, something like that. Just the conditions were getting drier and drier.
Scott says the main problem is the lack of grass and the expense of feed that he had to bring in from elsewhere.
With the herd I had before, there's no way I could afford to feed them all through the winter. Now I've compacted my size and moved them off, and that way I can hopefully get through this with what I've got left.
By moving off some, Scott means he shipped some cows north to land he leases in states that were not affected by drought. Now he faces the expense of bringing those cattle back when things get better. There have been some good all-day rains here in central Texas lately, and they have replenished stock ponds and restored moisture to the soil so it can produce grass. Mark Scott says this gives him hope.
These rains we're receiving now, if we can receive those for another 2 or 3 months at least, that will help us. If it does get droughty during the summer, then that will help us carry through.
At Texas A&M University, livestock economist David Anderson keeps track of the state's overall herd and the sobering results of last year's record drought.
We had the biggest one-year decline in beef cow numbers in Texas as far back as the data goes, which goes back to 1920.
Anderson says some ranchers may see hard times if it doesn't rain a lot through the winter months. He says converting pasture land to some other crop like corn or wheat is not an option in most cases.
A large portion of our state is extensive pasture and range land that's just not suitable to other crops.
Anderson says Texas ranchers can only hope for rain and hang on until conditions improve. But even for ranchers who may have the financial means to get through this drought period, it will take many years and a lot of work to rebuild the herds. Mark Scott spends time maintaining fences and worrying about the dry summer that many climate experts are predicting for this year.
It'll drive a lot of more people out. You can't continue to buy that feed for them cattle and come out at the end of it. You can't do it. You've got to be able to grow it.
Are you worried about that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, we'll hold on as long as we can, but there comes a point there to where you cannot feasibly do it.
Last year saw a 20% increase in U.S. beef exports. Ranchers like Mark Scott would like to sell more cattle to foreign consumers if they can get through this crisis with cattle to sell. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Hallsburg, Texas.